see gazing at stars, I feel amazing. And I'm not afraid,
I'm not afraid
to take a stand,
take a stand.
Lip service.
Ooh.
Lip service. Lip service.
Shay 45 is Lip Service, and I'm Angela Yee.
And I'm Leah MLB.
Leah's been sending me pictures of guys' penises all week.
You love it. At least they're
big. That one was nice. Yo, penises are not bad to look at.
No, they're interesting.
When they look good. Some of them are like not that great looking.
Oh my God, that's so bad. It's traumatizing when you see a bad looking dick.
Yeah, but some penises are really beautiful.
Yeah, just like vaginas, right?
Really? Some vaginas are beautiful?
Yeah.
You said no styles?
Mine is.
Yours is beautiful?
Yes. Yeah, I think mine is too. Everyone should think their own pussy is beautiful, but
some people know theirs aren't though.
No, but
like if it's like lopsided lips or something.
Right, or there's like the super, like, I mean, this isn't necessarily like not cute, but you know, the porn stars always have like the small, very like closed in kind of like vaginas, but then some girls, really not mine, actually, is not like this, but I have some friends and theirs is like mad open.
How do you know?
Because I, like, they show me. You don't, like, compare? No, I'm kidding.
No, we don't do that.
No, I, well,
I don't know what any of my friends' vaginas
no,
look like.
No, I do. I do. We totally, like, show each other.
Yeah.
And they all look different.
They should all look, no two vaginas are alike.
Me and my sister have similar vaginas.
This is weird.
I know, but it's true. It is weird. She's the one that pointed it out. And decide to like.
What were you guys doing when she pointed this out?
She pointed this out at dinner, like while we were out both with our boyfriends, and I got really weirded out. But now I'm kind of like, she's right, so who cares? It's true.
Well, you guys are sisters, so just like no two snowflakes are like, no two vaginas are like. Yeah. So, but some girls have like vaginas that their lips are like really long and flappy. You said that's your styles?
No way. Mine is like a delicate flower, Angela.
Delicate.
It's nice and pink.
Wonder, does it matter? Do vaginas look different to you? Some are beautiful, some aren't. Have you ever seen one you didn't like?
Nah, I guess not.
Really?
No. And you remember that, ladies. There's no such thing as a vagina a man doesn't like.
I guess. Yeah. Just,
now, penises are not so subjective. Unfortunately.
That's true.
Yeah.
Hey, I was just reading an article on whatever that magazine was, The Power of the Pussy.
The Power of the Pussy.
Oh, it was great.
Because guys know when they don't have a good-looking penis.
You know what? They do.
They're so embarrassed.
It must fucking kill them. How did they do it?
They're a lot nicer to you.
I don't know. I've dealt with some dudes that are like dicks that don't have nice dicks.
They have some nerve, right?
Totally.
Maybe they're bitter.
Yeah. They have to like make up for it. Yeah, they're angry.
Because guys who have like big penises, they are very eager to pull them out. Like for no reason.
Yeah, you're right.
You
ever
noticed that?
No, totally.
They're like, hey, why don't we just get naked and get in bed? You're like,
yeah.
This guy must have a big dick.
I've had like weird guys like, and it always like gets me weird when guys get totally completely naked like at first because they don't look that good totally naked. It's just weird. And this guy didn't have like a nice dick. It was, God, forget it. It was traumatizing.
Guys without nice dicks, they try to keep the lights off while they do stuff. And then all of a sudden at the last minute, you know, thinking you're not going to notice, like they put the condom on like without you looking. And you're like, whoa, wait a minute. Don't put that on. Let me see what I'm working
right.
with first.
Let me
we might
that
not
shit.
Need that because we might not be doing anything. And that's awkward for guys, too. Like that moment when you have to figure out, do I need a condom or not? Because they go to put a condom on, but you haven't said, yes, I'm going to have sex with you.
Right.
They assume just because this is happening. 1 second.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say because the girl might be like, we don't need to use one.
No, that's not what I meant.
Music to my ears.
No, what I meant was that's he might go to put the condom on, and you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa! Who said we were having sex? And that's a risk.
Yo, what dude just puts a condom on without a girl saying something first?
Because you like messing in my life. You mess around and it feels like it's about to happen.
So the dude initiates.
Yeah, that's never happened to me.
Oh,
that's crazy. Excuse me. Let me go put some. Let me slip into something more comfortable.
Because you don't discuss it. You're not like, so are we gonna have sex? Should I get a condom? Like, how does that happen the first time you have sex? You guys are messing around and then all of a sudden...
Well, yeah, you discuss it. I mean, you discuss it because it's like, oh, do you have any? Where are they?
He knows where they are.
You know, what kind do you have? Or like, you know, you have that discussion about the condoms. Like,
I think the first time that I've had sex with every guy I've slept with, they...
You make it sound like the list is so long.
They always like go in their pants pocket and like put a condom on, but they've never asked me.
They have it in their fucking pocket.
You're a sucker, man.
And I've actually had to say, I'm not having sex. Like, why are you putting a condom on? And they're like, oh no, just in case.
That's crazy.
Well, now you've ruined your chance of getting a blowjob because I don't suck a rubber.
Right, exactly. That's disgusting.
And there you have it. All right, so we do have some special guests coming tonight. Sarah J is going to be here with us.
Okay, porn stars are always good.
Yeah, no, Sarah J is always good. So
that's I haven't met her, but I'm sure she is.
Yeah, you haven't met Sarah J?
No.
Somebody told me, hey, Sarah J is always on your show. And I was like, she does come up here quite frequently.
Well, not in the last month, right?
All right. And I was telling you earlier about this. I took the train here today instead of driving. Normally, I drive on Thursdays. But I took the train. I look really young today for some reason.
She looks like a hot, young high school bitch.
And I was reading a book on the train, right? I was like, I'm going to relax and take the train to work. I was reading a book. And the conductor...
I want to know what book you're reading. You can tell me later.
I'll tell you in a second. So the conductor comes over to me and starts the conversation. Hey, so that's great. You're reading a book. I'm like, yes, I am. And that's awkward because there's like a lot of people on the train, you know. I'm like, yes. He's like, are you in school? And I'm like, no, I'm not in school. He's like, oh, okay, because you look like you're like 16 years old.
Oh, my God.
So why are you talking to me if you think I'm 16 years old, number one, right? So then he goes on and has this whole conversation with me. Everyone's all in the mix. So then I have on some Converse today. And he was like, oh, my God, I went to the outlets and I got these Converse for $10. And so I bought two pairs.
Fucking MTA workers, damn it.
Nice.
Yo, he was yapping my ear off. I'm trying to read my book.
Yeah,
and he talked to me the whole entire train ride.
That's rude.
Yeah. So anyway, I was talking to Leah about this when I walked in, right?
Yeah.
And I was asking, what is the oldest guy that you've ever been with when you were underage?
Underage means under 18, right?
Yeah, under 18.
Yeah.
Because I've dated, like, you know, when you're in high school and the older guy comes and picks you up, he has a car and everything.
Yeah, that's
But
like,
he's not even in school.
He's been done with high school, like, for a while.
So what's the oldest guy that you've ever been with when you were underage?
When I was 15, I had a 22-year-old boyfriend, and we dated for 2 years. He's the guy I lost my virginity to. And then when we broke up, I don't know, like, I went on a sex rampage, you know. Because I had been, like, wiped up by this dude, you know, and I was, like, 17, ready to, like,
wild out,
get it on. So I probably slept with some guys that were older than him when I was 17, maybe a couple years. But so that was the span, the age span was probably, like, you know.
It's, you know, and I was thinking about, like, when I was younger. I think when I was 17, I dated a guy that was 24. But I was in college.
Yeah, that's,
I was in college, though, so I was, like, living on my own.
Yeah.
So it doesn't feel so bad if you're at least in college and you're...
Yeah, well, now when I look back on it, I kind of am like, why? What's... My parents are actually kind of probably screwed up.
But when I was in high school, when I was 14... This girl that used to drive me to school, her older brother used to, like, always try to hit on me, and he sent me Valentine's Day presents and everything, and he was
older. I've totally had a friend older brother, like, fantasy.
He wasn't cute, though.
Oh, that sucks.
He used to drive us to school, and I was like, why is this old man trying to talk to me? Awkward. All right, 888-SHAY-45 is a number. Call us up. I want to know your limits on what age girl you'll talk to. What's the youngest for you, Wonder, that you'll go?
Yeah, that's why it's so weird to me. I would never, at age like 22, 23, mess with like a 17-year-old.
Okay, but how old are you right now?
I'm 29.
Okay, and what's the youngest girl that you've messed with? What's the youngest girl you've messed with in the last, like, year or two?
22.
Damn, that's kind of young.
Yeah, that is mad young.
Oh, my goodness.
Man. That's a problem.
Now, as a lady, what's the youngest guy you would mess with, Leah?
Oh, my God.
Would you do 18?
Yo.
Honestly, would you do 18?
I hooked up with a 17-year-old.
Yes. Wow.
It was on vacation, whatever.
So is that here? So the limits on age were different.
I didn't listen. It was in Belize. I really hope Rob doesn't listen.
Shout out to Rob.
He's great, actually. But it was like, yeah, it was vacation. It wasn't like, you know, his mother knew what was going on.
His mother knew? That is so embarrassing.
They were French, so they're into, you know, this isn't like a big
he was
deal.
17.
They're much more open. Yeah, I mean, I fucking made his life, okay? Like,
was
he gets
good?
To remember me forever. No, I had to fucking, you know, teach him. Yeah.
Did he eat it?
Yeah, when he got drunk.
Drunk and
high.
So not only did you have this 17-year-old drunk and high, you also had sex with him.
Yeah, like in the bushes.
Keep your kids away from Leah.
He was beautiful. I'll show you pictures. He looks like an Abercrombie model. He's gorgeous.
All right, 888-SHAPE-45 is the number. Please call us up and tell us what is the youngest person that you would date. Hopefully not 17 like Leah.
Whatever. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right.
It's that woo, 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 woo. I'm more than just, I'm more than just an, I'm more than just an option.
Hey, hey, hey.
Refuse to be forgotten.
Hey, hey, hey.
I took a chance with my heart. And I feel it taking over. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. Better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find give all my love. Then nothing's gonna tear us apart. I'm more than just a number. Doubt you'll find another.
Hey, hey, hey.
So every single summer.
Hey, hey, hey.
I'll be the one that you remember. And I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find give all. It's more than just a mission.
Hey, hey, hey.
You hear but you don't listen.
Hey, hey, hey.
You better pay attention.
Hey, hey, hey.
And get what you've been missing. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find give all my love.
This Swiss Beast and Monster. No, I'm listening to DJ Wonder. You already know you're part of the white DJ revolution, man. So I need y'all to load up and get prepared for war. Swiss Beast, man. Let's go.
You don't have to worry at all. I'll sacrifice my time. top don't be licking. Where your boyfriend stuck his dick in your motherfucking chicken. The clock is ticking, so get your man out the way. Then you got to dish about 3 times a day. Hey, scrub it. If you want me to suck it, I'll put the sweet and sour sauce on your chicken nugget and you love it. But bust it, do me a favor. Let some live niggas put you up on the flavor.
Listen here, baby doll. Who you think you're talking to?
Yeah.
This ain't every D and yo, I damn sure got no love for you. I hate it when a bitch talks shit and try to run that myth about fat niggas having little dicks.
No.
It's the God Fat Joe, you know my stilo. Gas that ass up and have the transporting kilos. For real, oh. Bitch, I stand on solid grounds. And if you put me on quicksand, well, I still won't go down. Get on your knees, make like the breeze begin to blow. But don't give me no Ralph Lauren grin if you're not down to go low. I'm all about mount fucking, only if you're down for dick sucking. If not, BJ and the bear, keep trucking and fuck chapsticks. I'm coming ashy as hell with chapsticks for your chapping. Teeth like dentists as I'm rubbing them with an erection like injections. Fuck it, I'll be drugging them, numbing up your tonsil like Ambisol anesthetic. Coming down your throat like chloroseptic. No time for apologizing. Girlfriend, if you swallowing Godolin, I'm giving bitches permanent beers. Put your lips here and catch these damn facial hairs going down.
Telling you to go down in this here part of town. As the world goes round, I lift that nightgown and my canines go down to lift that pussy off the ground. Word burn, I get that click hit. Bitches be thinking flowing on some shit, cause my sex in this section is worse than the C-section. Got you screaming for the order of protection. My erection too thick, I might sniff the pussy if you suck my dick. Trick, treat me like a Buddha and bow down. Pretty boy floor don't go down.
Bitches be having their heads more between niggas' legs than the pages of a book.
Take a look.
You can't cook but quick to let niggas rock socks. Back on the block, she got a new pair of Reeboks. Frontin', always want something, never did nothing. Bitch, don't ask me for shit, I ain't got it and won't let it trouble my brain. So away goes bitches down the drain.
Long street high.
Are we here? Shade 45 is Lip Service, and I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Leah, M.O.B.
And our new friend, D. Maya, just walked in the room.
Hey.
I just asked her mix. You won't believe it. She is Russian and Dominican?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, she's really hot.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm jealous. All right, so we were talking about the youngest guy that you've ever been, that you would date now. Like, how low would you go? Leah just slept with a 17-year-old in Belize.
It was like, wow. Not, yeah, okay.
What's the age over there?
That's what yeah, I said.
Well, my sister, when we were flying back home, she's like, how do you feel coming back to the United States as a convicted, as like a child rapist?
That's funny.
But anything goes there, right? So you're good.
Yeah, shit.
We hope
fucking
so.
Fucking Belize, whatever.
So what would you say? D. Maya would
27.
Be 27. 27 is the youngest
God.
You would go?
Come on.
You're lying.
Don't make me. Come on. You're making me look so bad right now.
What if it's like an NBA player or something
no,
like that?
Those guys are young.
Yeah, they're like 20.
I don't care what age you are. I wouldn't date an NBA
Not
player.
Date, but listen.
Oh,
like,
bang.
Fuck.
Yeah.
No. I wouldn't because I don't know who came before me and who's going to come after me. And I know.
Okay, but what?
That's
if,
about any guy,
what
though.
What if you're on vacation and there's a really hot 17-year-old that won't leave you alone.
I think 17 is a bit much.
Okay, what about a 19-year-old? How old are you?
I've never gone vacation ass, actually.
You've never been on vacation.
I've never gone vacation ass.
Oh, vacation ass.
Yeah, this was.
Well, neither have I.
This
so
crazy. Leo. It's like, listen, it was meant to be. That's why I just. I had
17,
to
and
it.
His mom knew.
She loved me. Oh my god, whoa. She loved me.
All right, well, let's see what our listeners have to say, because I find that guys tend to go really young, but women are doing it nowadays too. All right, Lee from Ohio, what's good?
Hey, how you doing? In July, I'll be 31, and I am actually engaged to a 20-year-old.
Woo! Now, how long did you guys date?
Since she was 15?
Through her high school.
You dated her while she was in high school? You nasty, nasty man.
Yeah, you're a freak.
We got one little girl already, and we got...
Oh, wait, where are you? Wait, where are you from?
Ohio.
Okay.
Is that legal there?
Yeah.
So you started dating her when she was how old?
She was 16.
And you were?
I was 22.
How did her parents feel about that?
Her parents actually love me to death. They are very great, and they are the best in-laws I could have.
Okay. It didn't ever feel weird to you?
No.
Was she like a teenage delinquent that you were trying to, that you kind of took under your wing?
Hold on, how old is she right now?
She's 20
now. She's 20 now.
So his math does not add up correctly.
Because he said he's 31.
Yeah.
So that's
when she was
11 years difference. Yeah. So if you start dating 22. Her when she was 16, 16 plus
somebody's
11.
Lying here.
Yeah, dude.
16 plus 11 is 27.
Lee.
I think.
Huh?
Yeah, you weren't 22 when you guys started dating then.
Yeah, no way.
So.
Oh, Sarah J just walked in. Hey, Sarah J.
Hey.
Good Lord.
Hey. Lee, like, tell. Come on, don't front. Like, no one even knows who you are. So just tell the truth.
Well, I actually,
I can like smell your sweat.
You're a felon. Andy from New Jersey. What's the youngest you would go?
How you doing? I'm 24. Youngest I would go is 20. And I do not like young girls. I really, really don't like young girls. Since I was 17 years old, when I went to culinary school, my first girlfriend was 24.
Wow.
After I left culinary school, I was 19 years old. My next girlfriend was 29.
So you like older women?
Oh, yeah. I have to defend the older women that young, like younger guys. They give us a shot, you know? You know? They have.
Oh, that's nice.
I adore, you guys all sound beautiful. I would seriously take any one of you out, cook you dinner. I'm a chef. I would take care
Thanks,
of you.
Thanks, man.
Yo, what are you doing after the show?
That's awesome. I never dated a chef before.
You should try. It's a beautiful thing.
I would love to have a guy cook for me. I'm not going to lie. Hey, Sarah J.
Hello.
Oh, my God. Sarah J, what's the youngest guy you would date? How old?
Or fuck.
Or fuck, just fuck.
Well, 18, right?
Okay,
there you go. Yeah, I love this woman. And if you were in another country,
not 17,
right?
Like
listen,
Leah said.
If you were in another country where it was legal to even do younger, possibly.
Possibly 15.
Yeah. If he was looking good, shit. What the fuck?
You know what I'm saying? I'll just keep it real. Gotta stay legal. That's about it.
Right.
I didn't say I would necessarily enjoy it, though.
What's the benefit to younger guys?
Oh, I...
Tell me, please, because...
The dick doesn't ever... go down.
See, I don't necessarily think that there's a specific like benefit for younger guys, but you know, it's a story.
That's
I fucked a 15-year-old in wherever. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't. But yeah, you know, that's a good story.
My brother is 18, dating a 26-year-old right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What is going on in this world?
I was 18 and my boyfriend was 36.
Wow.
Yeah.
That has to feel weird for a guy, I would think.
I would think so too, but...
Yeah.
All right.
These guys are crazy.
Now, let me ask you this. Are younger guys, like, are they just able to have sex, like, multiple times over and over again? Because I remember that from my youth.
Yes.
She's like, yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
So tell us about your Belize experience. Was this guy going and going and going?
I couldn't, like, walk straight. You know, I was in pain, pretty much.
Is that a good thing after sex to be in pain?
No. Yeah. Sometimes it's fine,
yeah,
you know.
Definitely.
I was in Belize. I was like, whatever. I was drunk on rum punch 24,
rum punch.
You know, 24/7. I mean, you know, it was crazy.
I got magic coochie cream, so when the dick gets real good and everything gets a little
magic
sore.
Magic coochie cream. What is it?
Yeah, explain that.
It's this coochie cream I got from Australia. It's
Is it called coochie cream?
It's called vaginal tea tree cream.
Oh, yeah. Dope.
And yeah, it really and snaps you back?
Oh, it's amazing. It does. It snaps you back. Yeah.
What if your shit is still tight and you put that in? Does it get even tighter?
No, you know what? It's like soothing. Up. It's like soothing. Like, you know how sometimes, like, if you're going at it real hard, you get a little tear, like, maybe a little stretched out at the bottom, like,
because I don't go that hard.
Yeah. Damn. I'm not doing something right then.
Somebody in here knows what I'm talking about.
So,
but yeah, when that shit's all swollen up and it's like a big grapefruit. Like,
okay, that happened after I had childbirth.
After I had a baby.
No, yeah.
D-Maya, you ever had sex and couldn't walk after?
Yeah. When I was younger, but my boyfriends were always older than me.
Yeah, you like older guys. You don't like younger guys.
No.
As you... You've never dated a younger guy?
Younger than me, no. But because they don't know what they're doing. No, I'd rather have someone that knows what they're doing.
They don't know what they're doing?
No.
Yeah,
you guys think I'm a child predator. The 18, listen, the 17-year-old, that was like a weird, odd thing. Listen,
I'm calling Chris Hansen.
My daughter's father is 12 years older than me. I've always dated older guys. This was like a one-time weird sex vacation thing. Besides
sex vacation.
Besides that, it's only older dudes. Never
I only date younger guys, really. I like younger guys, so... But not as young as you went.
So how young?
I don't know. Like, maybe I like guys like in their late 20s or something.
Yeah.
I have no problem.
I like guys young. Between 25 and 40.
Yeah. This is the problem I have. Like, with older guys, sometimes they're just not, like, as exciting in bed.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, like, they usually bust one night and then they go to sleep.
29. Totally.
Right.
Right, and so that's
so lame.
Right?
And sometimes
D-Maya, come on, can you admit that older guys usually in bed they're not as exciting?
I'm 29, sir.
29. No. I think older guys know what they're doing.
You think they know what they're doing, you think? But they also can't go as many times.
Yeah, even that's if they know what they're doing.
You're not having like a marathon sex session.
No, but I'd rather one time good than like three bad times.
What about three good times?
How about a three quick good times? Like, yeah. You know, I'm all about
banged
the quickie.
Out.
Yeah, no, I want it hard, like, you know, 10, 15 minutes, like, a couple times a day. Yeah.
I don't like having sex for extremely long periods of time either.
No.
Yeah.
Then you'll definitely need that coochie cream.
Like,
I've never heard of coochie cream.
I want to find this.
It's amazing. You can actually, I find it online or, like, in health food stores.
All right, I'm going to look for it. It's some type of tea tree.
Yeah, it's tea tree cream.
Australian.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm looking for that. 888-SHAPE45 is the number. Now, the reason I thought about this, not just because of my train ride over here, because I took the train today, but Lawrence Taylor is in trouble. They're saying this morning he raped an underage girl. She was only 15 years old. Oh, 16. And they said he paid her $300 for sex. So, you know, I think that's very interesting. She has a pimp, too, as well. And the pimp was arrested for unlawful imprisonment, assault, and endangering the welfare of a minor. So in the meantime, his wife is standing by him while he faces these allegations. He says the whole thing was one big setup and that it's all bullshit. But they do have the condom from the hotel room at the Holiday Inn.
Oh, so he raped her with a condom. Oh.
Why was he staying at the Holiday Inn? You think he just went in there for just for that? Halloween. When you were 15, were you fucking older men?
I didn't have sex until I was 18.
Okay, so no.
Isn't that funny?
And now...
making up for last time.
All right, 888-SHAPE45 is the number. There's a few more things I want to talk about, such as these comments from Courtney Love, where she said that ugly women are way better at sex. Right? And Leah actually said she has a friend who says that he's dated some very good-looking women and they were terrible in bed. And there's a lot of good-looking women in this room right now, so I want to see if this is true or not. 888-SHAPE45.
Yo, man, ella está secretaleta.
She's not a lady, man. Stop playing, man.
Coño, coño.
Oh, shit.
Ella está
Chef out in Cuba, Aruba. 30 cal on him, up in Mr. Chow. Blew a cloud on him. Seen a Latin chick laughing, clapping like your style, homie. Say it proud, hit the crystal. Now we chatting. Cohibas and Clicos. Adidas with size 6. She stood up, had a brick. I peeped those. Her jeans was fitted. Head twisted, long as a fuck. She looked Indian. Cities was plump. Had juicy lips, dimples. Carlos. Imprint on her pussy is mad thick. She grabbed my dick, hopped in a window. We in the Monte Carlo. Bravo, uncle named Pablo. Gun connect, and he had his coke and lost Cabos. Good money, honey was strong. Playing Luther in the background. Spanish version, my bunny was horny as fuck. Working the kid, we burst later, lay in the bed. Duvet sheets, my face hit the spread. Untie me, I'm not the kind of nigga. I was screwed down that night. Drop my gun shorty, my nigga. Body was sexy, Lexi. Come here, nigga, take off your drawers. Let me suck your dick, nigga, it's yours. Got real watery, Corey. Damn, you got good dick. You 40, spit on it, position your jaw. Call me 8-ball, this pussy like China climbed the Great Wall. Then she came like volcanoes in the late fall. Lady Miranda, she had black and white like a panda. I met her at the BET Awards in Atlanta. Glamour girl shopping in Bloomingdale's. Skin pure, keep a fresh manicure. Hands with the cutest nails. Wall Street banker, hold accounts for Jewish males. Big businessman who owns stocks and computer sales. Meanwhile, I'm checking the jeans out. Imagining a fat bubble riding my dick, making a scream out. She got a mean mouth, her lips is like soup coolers. How did the niggas riding around with six Rugers? Miss Bueller took a day off with a rich jeweler. When she came back, she had a suitcase full of Frank Mueller's. I met her at a villa in Vancouver, blowing her man's Buddha, bumping Mary J in that Grand Poover. Checked the 411 from a smooth operator. Got some pictures of her naked, I sent them to Un later.
Mamacita Esperita, remind me of Vanessa Del Rio. I met her at the Codo fights, playing my Cito. That night, the linen was white. Me and me hijos, live in Puerto Rico. San Juan, where niggas sniff it equal. Look at your man, Ron Finito. Girl, you know how we go. I'm getting my grown man on, fuck with your primo. Baby, I'm hands on, I massage your ego. And be the love of your life. You know your people were thugging his wife. Gave a look, she was touching my ice. So I looked at my dick like, don't worry, we fucking tonight. Cinnamon skin, sign is Libra. She like white beaters and men that like to eat her. Went on me, Chiquita. Meet me in room 112 like the stripper. You act right and after the night, I might keep you.
And right now we chillin' with my dog,
DJ Wonder, baby.
Uh-huh. Don't get poppin', wonder why.
Uh-huh, Braveheart. Brave.
We're back. J45 is Lip Service, and I'm Angela Yee. Everybody just introduce yourselves.
I'm Sarah J.
Leah, M.O.B.
Demaya.
Okay, and all right, so we're talking about a lot of things. First of all, we were talking about the youngest guy you ever had sex with. Now we're talking about whether or not ugly women are better in bed. J-Rock is on the line right now. What's up, J-Rock?
Hi, what's up with it?
What's up with it? Man, you've been making the Twitter go crazy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'll be having fun, man. I love Twitter, man. Twitter is fun and exciting, man.
Do you guys all know who Cat Stacks is up here?
I know who that is.
Hell yes.
Okay, so apparently J-Rock slept with her and she's pregnant.
Congratulations.
Oh, I didn't even know that. I didn't even know about that update. Shit.
Yeah. So tell us your whole story. Like, how do you and Cass Stacks know each other? Because I see y'all had like this argument on Twitter. Then I somehow got in the middle of it because I happened to be awake in the morning catching a flight and just retweeted something. And
she called you a bitch or something.
She said I was a fake bitch.
Fuck
her. I'm trying to tell you, man, that girl, she hit me up on Twitter, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never even seen the girl personally. I ain't never seen that damn in my life, you feel me? So basically, you know what I'm saying, hooked up with one of my niggas. One of my niggas, she got played like a motherfucking Nintendo 64. She's trying to get back at your boy, but it's not happening, you feel me?
All right, so she's not pregnant by you. You say you didn't sleep with her.
You've never even met her. Right?
I never even see. She don't even know what I look like. She ain't even seen me in person.
Now, J-Rock, I don't know if I believe you.
Trust me, you gotta believe.
I kind of believe him because Nelly kind of called her out, and
kinda.
He kind of proved it that she didn't fuck him. So,
girl, she hilarious though.
It's funny. You don't even give a shit.
It's like amusing, just you know.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, now, J-Rock, have you ever slept with any busted chicks? Honestly, tell the truth. Have you ever fucked any girls that aren't good looking?
I ain't gonna even lie. I slept with an ugly girl back in my old days when I was a young whippersnapper.
Just one?
Yeah.
You're lying. It's been more than one.
And come on, it's not just back in the day.
Trust me, I won't do it no more.
Last week.
I won't do it no more, though. That was a once in a lifetime thing. Never again.
So how did that even happen for you?
Huh?
Every guy has slept with busted bitches, isn't that, you know what? How do you guys hook up?
I mean, it was just one of them times, man. I was with one of my niggas. You know what I'm saying? It was a pack of females. You know, my niggas, they already chose up, so I had to take one for the team. You know, that's real.
Aww, I love that.
You couldn't sit one out. You couldn't sit out.
Yeah, you know, I couldn't. You know, everybody else was booed up, so I was like, fuck it, man. You know what I'm saying? I had to take one for the team.
So
you know what I'm saying? Real niggas know what I'm talking about.
So was it good?
Man, you know what I'm saying? It was bad, man. It was bad, man.
Did you kiss her?
Nah, trust me, I didn't kiss her.
I don't believe in
it. I didn't do that.
He was kissing her.
Totally making it.
He ate her pussy.
No, I don't do that.
We don't believe you.
How are you gonna have a girlfriend if you don't do that?
I got too much stick for the lick, man.
Wait, you don't eat
pussy? Yeah, wait, back up one second.
You don't eat pussy?
I've never slept with anyone that hasn't done that.
There's no point.
Oh, I would never. Listen, eating pussy and fucking are two different things, though. You can't, just because you're good at fucking someone doesn't mean you shouldn't be like up in their fucking
food. Eating pussy is fundamental.
Like, yeah, if somebody did it too early for me, I'd lose respect for them. And I think, like, they do it to every girl, and I don't want to be kissing no other pussy. So.
But yeah, he has to do it at some point.
To wifey.
So, J-Rock, you've never ate a pussy in your life.
You said what?
You never ate a pussy in your life.
I mean, hey, man. If you can't go downtown if you don't know what you're shopping for, straight up.
Have you ever done it, yes or no?
I went downtown one time.
One time?
Just like you only hooked up with a busted girl just one time.
One time. No, it wasn't with no busted girl, I'll tell you that.
We don't believe you.
Wait, what's your longest serious relationship been? How long is it? How long was it?
My longest relationship, I say like two, 3 years. I was as long as I was with somebody. But it was like on and off. Like, you feel me? It was like on and off.
So you ate pussy once, not one person, but one time.
One time.
Even the on and off girl for 2 and 3 years, you didn't go down on her?
Nah.
Not your baby. What about your baby mama? What about your baby mama?
I told you that's one time. Feel me? That's one.
Oh, well, that's why y'all not together now.
This is so bizarre.
That's why y'all not together now. You know that, right? Would you be with a girl who went and sucked your dick?
What'd you say?
Yeah.
Would you be with a girl who went and sucked your dick?
No. She got to go now.
Oh, wait. So she got to do it, but you don't want to do it.
So
that's not fair.
Does that sound fair?
No.
J-Rock, you're not gonna. Ladies aren't gonna like you after this, just so you know.
Oh, man. Hey, man, the ladies love J-Rock.
Let me get on my Twitter right now, matter of fact.
Nah, man, the ladies love J-Rock, man. You can't do me like that, man. Ladies love J-Rock, ladies.
So, were you good the one time you did it?
Huh?
Were you good the one time you did it?
No.
She wasn't complaining. She loved the shit.
But
she
how don't could believe you? Yeah, if it's your first time, you know, you don't know exactly what. It takes more than one time to get good at it.
Was it like your 2-year anniversary or something? Like,
it was just a spread of moment. You feel me? It was just, you know, right time. You feel me? You know?
I don't know,
dude. You know, we did what we did. You know what I'm saying?
What about if she put some, like, chronic up in her pussy? Would you go in there then?
What
you say? I said, crazy.
If she put some chronic in her pussy, would you go in there then?
Nah. I don't pussy that smokes. So I don't pussy that smoking. I don't know about that right there, baby. We like to leave that alone right there.
Oh man. So from now, we've heard that ugly women are better in bed than good looking women. Have you found that to be true in your experiences?
Nah, I don't think so. I mean, it's different strokes for different folks. You know what I'm saying? I can't really call it on that one, baby. I mean, it's like I said, it's different strokes for different folks. You feel me?
Man.
Certain people might like a, you know what I'm saying, might like a ugly chick in bed. You know what I'm saying? And they don't care. You feel me?
And we were also talking about younger guys, right? Now, do you think that younger guys are better in bed too because they can go, like, can you go multiple times?
Wait, you said what?
Can you go multiple times? Like, can you bust, like, several nuts?
Hell yeah.
Dude, you're so full of shit.
We don't believe anything you're saying.
No, you're not saying anything that's true.
Hey, hell yeah. Why not? Why you
How old
I'd like
are
to be
you?
A fly on that wall. I'd like to be a fly on that wall.
Who can't bust five times a day?
Five times?
I mean, I think niggas can do that, man, all day if they wanted to.
We're talking about you.
Yeah, and back to back fucking busting nuts, okay? Like, marathon fucking.
Like, I'm an expert. Like, I know.
Yes, back to back. That's how Angela likes it.
Oh, that's how Angela likes it?
Yeah, I like it back to back.
Oh, back to back?
She wants the marathon.
Oh, okay. All right. Shit, man.
And she's got tea tree cream stuff.
For afterwards, it's aftercare.
Yeah, in a coma. You young. You supposed to be able to handle that.
Oh, yeah. I can handle that, baby. Shit. How many more? What, you want 20 or what?
20? He's such a liar. Yeah.
How old is he?
How old are you, J-Rock?
I'm 25.
That's the industry age.
He's a baby. Is that your real age?
Yeah, that's my real age, baby.
What year were you
born? D-Mai, I don't believe you.
What year were you born? What year were you born?
85.
85.
Wait, we're like all like retarded.
I can't add. Did your birthday just pass?
Of course.
25.
Yeah.
All right, that's fine. All right, well, good. I feel like I know a little bit more about you. I don't know if I like what I know because you said you don't eat pussy. That's not hot.
Mm. Oh, Lord.
You know what?
That's
I don't even require pussy, but I require you to want to eat pussy. Like, on occasion.
You don't require
you know
it? Really?
No, like, I'm okay without it, but the thing is, it's like you got to be willing to do it.
It's a respect thing. Like,
it
respect
is, absolutely.
Me.
Like,
yeah. It's a respect thing. I can respect
See,
that.
I put my mouth on yours, you put your mouth on mine, and that's the way it goes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 50, huh?
So, would you do it, J-Rock, now that we've had this whole discussion? Would you do it?
Would I do it? Yeah, I might do it later on in life.
I might,
you know what I'm saying? I might go downtown since I know if a nigga know what he's really shopping for, you feel me?
Oh my
you know
God.
What I'm saying? Most niggas go down there don't know what they shopping for, you feel me?
What are you supposed to be shopping for?
You're afraid it's going to be, like, stinky and, like, not good.
Yeah, what are you scared of?
I know niggas that done went downtown, they told me they ain't know what they were shopping for. And you know what I'm saying? You know what that means.
Haven't you ever done the finger
test? Or
you do
right.
The finger test. Yeah. You always do the finger test.
You
stick
finger
your finger down there first.
And then wipe it across your nose. Yeah.
She's, yeah.
Subtly. And you're like, this smells all right. You don't ever finger.
How are we teaching you? I mean, come on.
I know, he's 25.
He's lying.
Even the fucking 17-year-old that Leah fucked was doing that.
I kind of believe him, though, because I have all my friends are guys, and I've heard a lot of stories. Like, my boy actually told me he pretended to come because he just wanted to get it over with because the pussy smelled so bad.
Oh my God.
So I can't believe it.
No, there's spraying pussy out there. You know, you got to steer clear.
J-Rock, have you ever pretended to come because it was bad?
No, I ain't even, trust me, I don't never pretend nothing, baby. If it come, it come. I ain't finna fake no nothing.
Not even with the ugly girl back in the day?
Yeah, that one ugly girl when you took one for the team?
Hell yeah, I took it for the team, baby.
Have you ever had sex and not came?
Huh?
Have you ever had sex and not came? This is when he thinks about what he should lie
exactly.
about
He's
when
like,
he goes,
what'd you
huh?
say?
Oh, Lord.
Huh?
I don't remember a time when I ever did it and I ain't, you know what I'm saying? Every time, the thunder comes.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Has a girl ever not been satisfied and said, you got to do something more than this?
Come on, like, don't we know what he's going to say right
now? I've been with was satisfied. I ain't never got no complaints.
Have you ever had a threesome?
You said what?
No, oh, my God. This is such a lie.
She asked me if I ever had a threesome.
Yeah.
Three-peat. That's what you're talking about, one of those?
Have you ever had a threesome, yes or no?
I don't know. I think I need to get one of those, do I?
Yes or no, have you ever had one?
Nah.
Oh, all right. I think that he's finally telling the truth.
We respect the truth here.
Yeah,
it's all good.
It's okay, you know.
I haven't either.
I promise you, if you start eating some...
I haven't had one this week.
Don't feel lonely.
If you Sarah J hasn't had one this week. Hey, listen, J-Rock, if you start eating pussy, I guarantee you the threesome will come.
Major.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
And then you don't even have to eat that much pussy because they eat each other's pussy.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
You just watch.
Right. Yeah, you just got to instigate it, you know?
Yeah, you just stick your finger in someone's butt or something.
Yeah, and then, like, when they want dick, just, like, whatever.
Have you ever fucked a porn star, J-Rock? Have you ever fucked a porn star?
Oh, no. That's deep right there, man. I don't even know no porn stars, man, until that day I met Pinky, man.
Yeah, he met Pinky up here. He was so nervous.
Aww. That's cute.
Crazy.
Have you ever fucked a girl you met on Twitter?
Wow.
That's when the
crickets
come in. I know a guy who fucked a porn star that he met on Twitter.
Nah.
J-Rock's a fucking liar tonight. I don't know if I like this. You could tell by the way he's laughing, too. All right. Well, we appreciate you calling up. Listen, when you're ready to be honest, you come to the studio, all right? We're going to hook you up to a lie detector test, and it's going to be like this. The whole time.
So y'all really got one of those? You really got a lie detector test?
Yeah, you heard it?
That's fake right there, man.
It was going off the whole time you were talking just now.
Oh, wow.
All right, well, J-Rock, thank you so much for calling up. We're going to get back to our girl talk, but you really helped us out a lot.
Start eating pussy.
Oh, man, no. I don't see. Look, man, okay. Y'all crazy.
Can you do us a favor?
What's that?
Eat pussy.
So
you definitely don't, like, eat ass, then?
No, I ain't eating no ass, man. I'm not ass, man. He's too young.
One day.
But listen, the next time you eat pussy, can you call us up and let us know so we can talk about it?
Yeah, if I go downtown tomorrow, the next time, you know what I'm saying, I will surely let y'all know, and I'll let y'all know how it was.
I want a map of the area.
All right, thank you very much, J-Rock. Ow.
Nope.
What just happened? All right, J-45.
Congratulations on your pregnancy with Cass.
Yeah, congratulations on the baby, okay? J-45.
We gon' do it, yeah. To the early morn, we gon' do it, yeah. She the reason why the neighbors know my name, like Trey, but she yellin' Tajay. I play her whole field, go hard or go home. Step up to the plate, I'ma knock it out. And the neighbors let her tell, cause she yelled to the cops, come knocking like I was. Hit me on the cell so I could break that Coca-Cola bottle till it's broke, make it wet. I float. Never show yourself, baby, you deserve the best. With a body like that, I'ma give you nothing less. She might be or not be the best I ever had. I'ma tell her that she is, so she don't get mad. On the
floor, on the sink, on the bed, on the desk. All you gotta do is just say yes.
Just keep going. Feel the count. Just keep going.
She could be wifey. Next thing I know, flights is getting flown. We live in every moment in a different time zone. And I swear, every single time's like the first. Whether Paris, New York, going Cali on the turf. She cooked the best food and she know what I'm worth. In the kitchen with my t-shirt on like a mini skirt. Gotta love that, gotta hug that. She went yours, playboy, she ain't coming back. That's a known fact, reality is me. And you faker than a Broadway act, nigga, please. Excuse me, miss, no, I got a ride on him. Nothing touching my baby besides
stretch.
To a distant oasis, the quietest of places. Where we guarantee to wake up more than maybe.
Yo, what's up?
Yeah.
You listening to the sounds right now, my road dog, DJ Wonder Bread. Smacking niggas in the head with big loaves of fucking bread right now.
Peanut butter face.
That's right. You know how he do it, so real, DJ Wonder. Yo, baby, throw something on this shit.
Ooh.
Grill that motherfucking toast, niggas. Your
lip
boy Ghost.
Yeah.
Word up.
Dealing with a boy, titty sucker.
There must have been an angel by my side. Something heavenly led me to you. Look at the sky. It's the color of love. There must have been an angel by my side.
With
check it out.
DJ Wonder, you heard? You heard? You heard?
Plump, plump, hold it down, running scams, playing tricks, playing players. What the deal be, mama? Body like that. What the deal be, mama? Body like that. What the deal be, mama? Body like drama. Other than a minor penny, short of a dime. Shabita doing Peter, slick moving senorita. Give her two margaritas, she's the big willy beater. Head to toe fashion, love gear with a passion. Never caught looking slum. I said, where she is, son? Nice lump lump. Big chest caught me staring. Stretch the D and the Y of a shirt of Donna Karen. She a schemer. Cherry red 52A Beamer. Monopin' bar hopping and it ain't no stopping. I'm checking out the way that the chicken motivates. Spreading legs, neck, neck, down, down the stick, stick.
Oh, oh, here she come. Dick. Oh, here she come. Dick. Oh, here she come. Dig it done. I'ma hit it with a blue and tell her she's stupid, dookie. I keep my erection out the whole section. Cause the wrong interjection might lead to infection. It be trees and cheese, then bend the knees. Long as a nigga keep paper, then the judge we eat. I know the whole of the half, cause I deal with math. Quick to run that pass, just to ride us class.
I've been doing my own thing.
Do for me.
Yeah, I see you at the African Street Fest, dressed in 3/4 to your ankles. Tight wrap skirt, what could that hurt? You was buying books, giving flirtatious looks at the rubbers that was eyeing your equipment. Light skin pigment, pierced the belly button and you couldn't tell her nothing. She said she loved the man with dreads and wasn't impressed with the name brand threads. Are you seeing through a game plan? Sex every night, but never with the same man. A freak for the knowledge. Your first week in college, you was sneaking rubbers in the dorm and lost your mind when you got the pad off campus. All the time keeping up the facade. You like to fuck with the guards. Now you stuck between a rock and a hard place. Faced with the facts that your acts are detriment to what you represent. Can't be a chicken and be acting like a science you kicking. Mad niggas be sticking, licking fingers after every meal. Now she wanting singers with a deal. I'm only bringing you the real. No matter what I say, you gon' do what you feel.
She a diva, Louie and this, Finny and that, twirl in a beamer. Supermodel chick, man, I bet, like a sneaker. Talk slick when she run her lips, I beat her. Act right here, damn right, I eat her. No wedding ring, just some tattoos on my name, on her chest and her ankle. She loves me, you can never tell I ain't that dude. Yeah, I've been in jail, and she knows what I've been through. I got her wide open, that's what a thug do. I'm in a hood like bitches wearing Ugg boots. I tell her war stories, she love my war scars. This is thug love, and she my world, y'all.
Baby girl wants some of that thug love, so I'ma give her that thug love. She needs that thug love, yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
All her life running around town with the squad. But now she wants that
thug love.
She said she needs that
thug love.
Hey, them lame dudes ain't loving you right. You feeling lonely, you need a thug in your life. You need a man with knowledge of self. Champion lover, I'm rocking the belt. Wanna go clubbing, I won't beef. I'm a freak in the bedroom, but I'm not a control freak. She can't take your place. Her Louis bag whacking, her Ugg boots fake. Spaghetti with no onions, she got pretty